KMX AM FM and HD Los Angeles.
And always live on the free Odyssey app.
This is KMX News 97.1 FM.
All that matters to you in Southern California.
You're listening to KNX In Depth with Chris Sedens. I'm Charles Feldman.
Well, cryptocurrency has puzzled many people, but over the years, it's moved out of the shadows as more and more people buy up Bitcoin and other cryptos. But crypto might be in some trouble now. The cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and its CEO has stepped down.
But this comes as there's a lot of uncertainty in the tech world right now, with big layoffs at Facebook's parent company and now more issues with Twitter as Elon Musk is suspending that $8 a month subscription service for that blue check. Attorney Brian Davidoff is chair of bankruptcy reorganization and capital recovery at the law firm Greenberg Glusgard. Brian, thanks for being with us. There are probably, I'm sure, there are people who are listening who don't have any idea what FTX is. They don't know probably what a cryptocurrency is, and they may not even get why it matters, if it matters, that this company, FTX, has filed for bankruptcy. So it's a big chore that I'm asking you to condense into a short time, but tell us why it does matter.
Well, it matters because there's billions of dollars involved and many, many hundreds of thousands of people, but basically, a cryptocurrency exchange is an exchange that matches buyers and sellers with each other based on their bids and asks. But in the world of crypto, an exchange is a little confusing because it's different from a securities exchange or a commodities exchange. In a securities exchange, for example, the New York Stock Exchange, there, it enables buyers and sellers to contract, but it doesn't do more than that. It doesn't actually execute the trade. That trade is executed by a clearinghouse. In the context of a crypto exchange, however, it does it all. It verifies the transaction and it executes on the transaction. And that's significant here because in the case of a crypto exchange, there's been a collapse of FTX, as there has been of prior crypto exchanges. But when you compare this to other kinds of exchanges, such as, for example, again, securities exchanges, those are subject to regulation, and many of them have insurance. For example, FDIC insurance available to bank deposits. There is very little regulation and no insurance that's available on crypto exchanges.
Well, if you're involved in crypto, this is obviously very concerning news today. But for those who aren't, is there reason for concern as well about, say, a possible spillover that could in some way affect other markets, other parts of our society?
Well, the crypto market at its height was about $3 trillion. It has a value of under $1 trillion today. So it is still a very significant part of the market. And many significant and well-known venture funds and private equity groups have invested in it, as well as hundreds of thousands of people. So it potentially could have a spillover effect, but for the moment, it seems to be contained within the world of crypto.
Where does this go from here, though? FTX was hoping to get a bailout. That didn't happen. Why?
So what happened over here was that FTX, which, as you pointed out, is owned by a gentleman by the name of Sam Bankman-Fried. He had two businesses. He had FTX, which was his exchange platform, and then he had a related company by the name of Alameda Research, which was his trading firm. The two businesses were separate, but what happened here was that there was an article that came out of a publication called Coinbase, which showed that a significant portion of the assets that Alameda Research had were of tokens that had been issued by FTX. So you might ask, what are tokens? Many of the cryptocurrencies issue their own so-called native tokens. The obvious one is Bitcoin. It has the Bitcoin token. Ethereum, which is another major exchange, has its own ETF token. FTX had issued a token called FTT, and a significant portion of Alameda Research's assets was this FTT token. When that was published, it caused really an old-fashioned run on the bank. People wanted to withdraw their money. And so what happened was that another exchange by the name of Binance, which is another major exchange in the crypto world, they came along, they offered to buy FTX, but after completing their due diligence, they elected not to do so, and they withdrew. That just exacerbated the run on the bank, and as a result, FTX landed up in a bankruptcy court in Delaware this morning.
Okay. Brian, thank you for your perspective on this. That's attorney Brian Davidoff, specialist on bankruptcy, reorganization, and capital recovery.